I'm Zed.
And I'm Grace.
And this is 508.
Yes.
Yay! Got it right this time. What's it called?
Sean 2.0.
Okay. I watched this one right after the next one, so it auto-played, so I didn't even look at the button when I clicked it, so I would have no way to know what this one is called.
But that tracks.
Yes. All right. Facts, figures. Give me some trivia.
So this episode aired September 1st, 2010, and the synopsis is... While in a murder case involving victims on a liver transplant donor list, Sean is faced with a man whose criminal profiling skills rival that of his own, and who also has eyes for Juliet.
I mean, none of that is inaccurate.
It's not, but...
But it also leaves out a good portion of the actual, like...
Yeah, because they don't really, like, put together about the liver transplant.
Yeah, like, if you read the synopsis before watching the episode, you spoil a lot of it.
That's what drives me crazy.
Yeah. I'm so glad I don't read anything.
I don't like reading synopsis.
I am Jared 19 with multiple higher education degrees. I can't read. What a tragedy. Anyway.
So this episode was written by Bill Callahan and directed by David Crabtree.
Those names are not familiar. Are they new? Both of them?
Callahan, I don't think is, but I think Crabtree is.
Okay.
Let me look at what he has done.
What has he done?
What has he done? He's done 5 episodes of Psych.
Before this one or after this one?
Well, they tell me. Okay. And 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Okay, so mostly after this one. Is this his first time with us?
Yeah, this is first time.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, he did one of my favorite ones. Okay. But he did... He directed a Weezer music video. There's no better than that. Okay.
Which Weezer music video?
I'm Your Daddy or something?
I hate that. Thank
you. I don't know.
I don't know that music video,
me
but
neither.
I hate the phrase. Thank you.
Thank you for making me read that.
Yep.
All right. So
I would like someone, some enterprising spirit, to isolate that soundbite. It's just Grace saying, I'm your daddy or something. I'm your daddy or something.
Okay,
you say
so
the weirdest word.
Guest stars were Nestor Carbonell as Declan Rand.
Declan,
yeah. Meredith Monroe as Catherine Bix, and also her sister Maddie Bix. We had Kurt Fuller was back again as Woody, and we had Skylar Gisondo back as young Sean. We still have the same, like, young Gus since almost the beginning, I think. I don't think there's been whatever.
But you know there's only, like, 3 black kids in all of Canada.
Oh, yeah, totally. And very, very special guest star, Kurt Smith of Tears for Fears.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
So bizarre.
I had some opinions about that as a concept.
I am so excited to hear them. So... Did you skip the theme song this time?
I had to fast forward through it because it was just taking so freaking long. Oh my god. Like, I know that they felt the need to, like, put the whole thing in there or whatever, but, like, god dang.
The theme song for this episode was performed by Kurt Smith, one half of the 80s band Tears for Fears.
See, I get that.
Kurt
and
Smith
I
also
it.
Appears in the episode.
See, okay, here's the issue. I understood that conceit once I saw that he was in the episode, but, like... Why do we need the full-length friggin' theme song?
I don't know, because it's even in, like, the, like, credits. Like,
I hate that.
Okay.
Is he just a really big psych head? Like, what's up with that?
I think he's friends with James Rodé Rodriguez.
Gotcha.
But it's unclear if they became friends because of this or if they were friends beforehand.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't care because I just love
it's
to see it.
It's just bizarre.
It's so weird. There is a lamp behind Kurt Smith that appears to be a crystal pineapple shape.
Sure.
And this is my favorite trivia. I know this is a lot, but mm-hmm. This is the best thing I've ever seen. Gus says he bought the Win a Date with Tad Hamilton DVD because there were 15 deleted scenes. There are indeed 15 deleted scenes on the DVD.
Okay.
Great
I'm so
movie.
Glad that we could make the pedants happy.
Beautiful movie. I own that on VHS.
I don't know what movie that is.
Oh,
I don't know when it's from, what it is, or anything about it. It's and honestly, from, at this point, I'm kind of fine with it.
It's from the late 90s and has Topher Grace in it.
Sure. A bunch of words.
Yeah. Declan Rand lies about having gone to Harvard. In real life, Nestor Carbonell, who played him, actually did graduate with a degree from there.
Cool. In what? That made him get into TV acting.
I have no idea. But 23 people found that helpful.
That feels searchable.
While riding in the Blueberry, Sean accuses Gus of being smitten with Declan. Gus says, "I'm not smitten," to which Sean responds, "You're Johnny Smitten," a reference to actor Jimmy Smits, who played Matthew Santos, the Democratic nominee for President of the United States on West Wing.
Sure.
Because Dula Hill was on West Wing.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, no, every time you say that, it gets more and more like, they really reached for this one, huh?
Oh.
Are you good?
Nestor Carbonell was Gotham's mayor in The Dark Knight.
Oh, so excellent.
There's a Joker reference when he's being interrogated.
Oh, got you.
That makes sense. Declan became very wealthy off the mortgage crisis. He bet against the banks in the very same way that the main characters of The Big Short made their money. Sure. Sean mentions Alicia Silverstone's movie The Crush. Her co-star in the movie was Carrie Elwes. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
There's also a Jimmy Smits that was in L.A. Law with Corbin Burnson. So, okay, sure. Whatever. No, that's not. That's stupid. Spoilers. Meredith Monroe played the wife of a guy on Criminal Minds. And then also mentioned that Timothy Robinson was on Criminal Minds. Sure, whatever.
We good?
Okay, now you can keep going. All right, so under goofs. After Henry knocks the basketball out of Sean's hand, in the next shot, Gus is holding the ball again without having had time to retrieve it. The transplant list gives Peter Hodges' address as 3261 Cabetto Drive, but his obituary mentions an entirely different address. Who was reading this?
Who puts full addresses in obituaries?
That's very strange. During a close-up of the transplant list, there's 11, but it's only numbered 1 through 10 because 4 is used twice. The transplant list gives Catherine's address as 2810 Peacock Drive, but our detectives find her at a house numbered 2832. Okay. Audio-visual unsynchronized. At the very end of the scene in which Kurt Smith is playing guitar at Declan's house, Smith drops his left hand from the guitar, but the strumming of chords for Everybody Wants to Rule the World continues, and his hand is shown back on the frets in a cut to scene without any. I don't know if that's because obviously he's not playing it live, but also I think when he just like strums, he doesn't have to have his hands on the frets because it's just like, he's just picking. He's not playing in whatever. Character error. Declan says that hemlock poison works by shutting down the immune system. In fact, hemlock is a paralytic, causing suffocation due to inability to breathe. Upon finding Lucy Friedman's body, Juliet claims that she was 70. The transplant list gives her age at 63. Veronica Miller's obituary misspelled woman's as woman's. So...
They sound the same when you say them.
It misspells it with an E instead of an A.
Oh, there we go. Found it.
What'd you find?
Nestor Carbonell has a BA in English from Harvard. And he took an elective in acting.
I love that.
But also, someone needs to update his Wikipedia page. Fun fact, he has 2 kids, but his Wikipedia or whatever Google is pulling information from only lists 1 of his children. So someone needs to update that. So, he's also apparently kind of a big deal.
So, like, fun fact, he was on an episode of Monk.
He was on Lost.
But no. The
bigger deal.
Jane Lynch was also in that episode.
Oh, fun. he was the bad guy. Spoiler alert for like season two of Monk. Because they're looking for gold, and they find out that the gold is melted down into the ink in the journal.
So instead of just regular spoiler alert, you're just going to tell them the whole synopsis.
If you haven't seen the entirety of Monk,
it's too late for you.
It's too late for you. It's too late. It's too late. They like finished like filming the movie that's coming out.
I didn't know there was. Oh yeah, there was a movie coming out. You did text me something about that. Sure.
Yes. So.
Okay.
That's exciting.
Yeah, no, I found his stuff, and I also found an issue that someone who cares more than I do should really fix.
Yeah. So that's the end of the... Yeah.
Cool. All right, tell me your opinions.
I hate Declan Rand so much.
You barely know the man.
I know him enough.
Sure.
I know him enough.
Why do you hate him? Is it because he's getting in the way of your ship?
Maybe.
Okay, all right.
I have my reasons, but I just...
Do you, though? Because you can't think of any right now.
No, because it drives me crazy, because Juliet should be doing her, like, real job, and she's just like, this guy that I just met, I'm going to go on a date with him.
There is that, but you know how, okay, I'm going to be real with you. You know how most people function in the world?
I understand
where they meet someone they like, and then they're like, I can go on a date with them.
This, but people are dying, Jules. People are dying.
People are always dying. That's her job.
I know.
People are always dying. Like, quite frankly, if she stopped doing things every time someone died, she'd never do anything.
He's just so smarmy and annoying and, like...
They literally call him Sean 2.0. I need you to listen to yourself.
I don't like the way that Sean acts either.
Okay, valid.
Because it's just like, I don't like the Gina coming back of it all. I love the Kurt Smith. Like, that is so stupid. And there's no reason for him to even be there. But
there's no reason for him to be there.
I love.
That's my problem with it. There's no reason. Ah.
It's just like, it's because see, it would make more fun, it would make more sense.
Did you nearly swear?
No,
did you almost swear? That's my job.
I said fun,
uh huh,
when I should have said sense,
uh huh.
So,
not it would make more fucking sense,
it would make more fucking sense if for some reason the couple had hired Kurt Smith to play at their wedding.
Yes.
That would make more sense.
Yeah.
But it's just, this guy has so much money that he just has Kurt Smith playing by his pool. He's not even watching him. He's just out there vibing.
Okay.
Why is he out there vibing?
It's time for Zed's fanfiction corner.
Why is he playing two songs?
Why is he there and why is he only playing his greatest hits? Why is he just chilling by the pool when there is ostensibly no reason for him to be there? Would you like to know the reason?
Why isn't he playing Head Over Heels, the best song he's ever done? I don't even like the original version of Mad World. Like
you're just still going, huh?
The Jeff Buckley cover is so much better.
Would you like to know?
You're going to tell me anyways.
Yeah, dude, because it's a podcast. You can't stop me. Declan and Kurt are married. They smooch.
Kurt's too good for him.
That's true. But everyone's in love with Declan. Except for Lassiter, who in this episode somehow has taste. So. Gus is in love with him. Jules is in love with him. Kurt is in love with him.
I don't see the appeal. And I think I just hate him because he was so mean to Disher's mom. He pretended to be in love with her and that he was going to marry her, but he was actually going to kill her. Again, spoilers for the Monk episode. So, like, I'm already mad at him because I've been mad at him since, like, 2002. So it's just, like, I don't like the guy. He annoys me. I hate Declan. I hate the whole...
I don't like the premise of it because I think the premise is lazy. It's a lazy premise to have someone who's basically Sean but other, because this is already a ripoff of Sherlock Holmes. So what they did was they had Sherlock Holmes come in and interact with your ripoff of Sherlock Holmes. That's what they did, and it's lazy. So
And he's just doing it for funsies. Like
I love that, actually. That's really funny to me, where he's just like, I'm doing this because it's enjoyable. And also, I love sowing chaos, and I can tell that you're a fake. And it's like, what's happening? Also that. Like, the fact that he just waltzes up. I mean, Sean definitely did something similar, but they definitely had a wait time where they did a background check on Sean. But
they should have suspected him.
Yes.
Way earlier, because that's really weird to just show up at a crime scene.
Yeah.
Also, is he stalking Sean? Because he fully...
Yes.
He walks in to the coffee shop to recycle a bottle.
All right, this episode has the funniest vibes. And this is, to bounce off of my comment on the last episode, if you've listened to that, Santa Barbara is full of swingers. Santa Barbara is full of swingers.
Was he trying to swing with Sean and Gus?
Yes! Yes, he was! He's following them around because he's into them. But he's also already married to Kurt. So, this is important to me.
This is the worst polycule of all
time. It's the worst polycule of all time.
Where did he meet Kurt Smith?
He's rich. I don't know. Some sort of charity gala. Whatever. But, like, so, they're swinging. But then, the reason this is confirmed, the reason I'm confirming this, not only is the stupid pineapples everywhere, right? Woody.
Woody's such a swinger.
Woody's comment in this episode!
Like,
were you listening?
Didn't he, like, approve of his wife?
Yeah, no, Sean's like, your wife's sleeping with so-and-so, like, just kind of casually, not even like, I'm here to upset you. He was just like, oh, by the way, just so you know. And he's like, oh, yeah, I know, I approved of it. And it's like, thank you, Woody. Thank you, Woody, for being very cool about that. Like, what in the heck? So, yeah. Santa Barbara is full of swingers, and Declan knows this. So, he's come to Santa Barbara with his husband to hit on the cutest available guys that he happens to run into a coffee shop. And then he ends up going in the same direction as them, thinking, maybe I can run into them again. They're super cute. And then he's like, ooh, crime scene. I'm good at this. So.
How long has he been masquerading? Did he just fully make up that on the spot
while,
like, has he been pretending to, like, does he go around the country pretending to criminally profile, or is this just
the one
time?
I think he does. I think this is actually how he has, like, made side money, because he seems like he actually kind of knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for realsies, it's fine that he kind of knows what he's doing, but it can't be the reason that he's in this episode, because he just wanders onto set, basically. So, the reason he's on set in this whole situation is that he's there to hit on Sean, because he saw him in a coffee shop and he was like, ooh, a friendly rivalry over trivia. I enjoy, like, people who are, like, competitive. This is, like, hot to me. And so he's like, maybe if I just follow him, I can get his number. And then he ends up seeing this crime scene. He's like, might as well. And then it becomes a whole thing.
And then he sees Jules and he's like, might as well.
Yeah. Correct.
Correct.
And then he gets such, like, rancid vibes off Lassiter. He's like, not touching that. And Gus is a little bit in love with him. And Jules is a little bit in love with him. And I bet you if Sean can get past the whole hating him thing, he'd be a little bit in love with him too, because Sean's a little bit of a narcissist.
Well, yes.
And this is Sean 2.0.
Yes. Sean hates him because he's too much like him. I understand the premise. They both wear eyeliner. Okay, I understand.
It's 2010. It's still called guyliner. It's still a thing.
Pete Wentz hasn't changed at all, has he?
No.
Still to come. Okay.
That's still to come. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, yeah. No. So that's my premise for this episode is that it's the most bizarre. First off, they're all swingers. But second off, it's like it was supposed to be a meet cute. And that was what Declan came into it thinking. He was like, ooh, yeah, cute guy.
Yeah.
And then it turned into this, like, series of murders that they all kind of got swept up in. And that makes the episode tolerable. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. It's much more tolerable if you look at it through that lens. Happy Pride.
Was the coffee shop, like... Okay, so Gus is buying a singular chocolate milk.
Here's the thing.
Six muffins.
No, so the coffee shop supports this. Not just in the, like, he's into rivalry thing.
Oh, yeah, Minka.
He came in because he saw a recycling bin. He had the most bullshit excuse. What he saw was Sean's butt through the window.
Exactly.
He came in to hit on Sean.
Exactly.
Got distracted, made up an excuse.
I'm just like,
so.
I hate that one.
Right? Polly Santa Barbara. Does Santa Barbara have a city flag? And can we make a poly flag version of it?
I would assume they have at least a seal.
It's time to find out.
I'm sure.
Or make a poly pride flag with the Santa Barbara state or city seal on it.
Why not?
Why not? We could sell it in our shop.
Yeah, why not?
Barbara, California.
Is that your new candle?
Yes. It smells like Sprite.
It does smell like Sprite.
And then I have my lemonade one going over there, but I was trying to drown out the, already looks like a pride flag.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So.
That's not what I was thinking of.
Yeah, that's the flag since 1920. Anyway, yeah. So I was trying to drown out the smell of cat poop.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the poly flag involves green, which is a problem for that. Yeah. But I can fix that. Let's see. Poly pride flag. My search history has been destroyed. Huh. That's the poly pride flag? That's interesting. Okay, so see, that's what I thought it was. Polyamory pride flag. Which one? Which one is this? That's polysexual. See, that's the one that's coming up. I'm not sure I like how lopsided it is. But then I thought this was the old one. When did they change that? And which one is, but like...
I thought it was the Powerpuff Girls.
And then there's that, which is also one I remember. The heart with the infinity? Oh, hey, look. Reddit.
Okay.
Awesome. Polyamory pride flag history. 95, 2016, 2019, 2020. Okay, so the theoretically, the green and blue stripey with the heart and the infinity in the middle. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could probably do something with that. Oh, okay. So that's, it's an add-on to other flags.
Oh,
that tracks. That makes more sense to me. Okay.
It's a flag modifier.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Okay.
Just like, that is really cute. And that's the symbol that's on the green and blue one.
Oh.
But part of the issue with the green and blue one is that that's a different one. That is the dude's one.
Yeah, that's the gay bulldog.
Well, so this is the technically official, for as much as we have official anything, this is the one that is the actual one.
Interesting.
So that's why it's confusing.
That's very confusing.
But here's the history from the official polyamory website. Anyway, it's still recording.
Wow.
We're causing you more editing work in the future. Sorry.
That's fine.
But yeah, this one, the Powerpuff Girls one, is polysexual, not polyamorous.
You're right.
The Powerpuff Girls one is polysexual is a sentence that came out of my mouth. Thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can do something with that.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I could add that little heart thing to the official City of Santa Barbara flag really easily.
Yeah, but instead of a heart, it's a pineapple.
It already means something. We don't need the pineapple.
Okay.
All right. Whatever. Anyway.
It just makes you...
Polyamorous fans of psych.
Anyways.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah, so that's my... this episode is tolerable if you watch it through that lens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are my notes. Not really notes so much as I caught a whiff of any sort of plot at the beginning, and it made the rest of the episode decent.
Yes.
Ha 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 ha. All right, I would ask if we have any viewer interactions, but I know we don't, because we just recorded the other one before this. But we actually did since the last time we recorded. Because I interacted with Grace and Jack, right?
Cameron
from Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I interacted with them on our Instagram page. If you leave a comment.
I looked for that, but
comment, it's on the one where I watched something that made no sense. If you leave a comment on our Instagram page, I often see our Instagram posts and I will reply to you from my personal Instagram.
I did mention that 2 weeks ago. So.
Did we?
I think so.
2 weeks ago, we didn't have one.
When I did the Viagra Falls, I mentioned
that. Oh, okay. Got you. Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Either way. Yeah. So if you would like to interact with us and or just have a conversation with me because I'm a person and I'm on the internet, please find us at Instagram at Delicious Flavor Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook at Delicious Flavor Pod, TikTok at Delicious Flavor Podcast, or on Redbubble at DF Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we drop new merch every month on the 7th, usually something to do with a holiday in that month or just the month itself. So this month in June, go check us out for some Pride items. Mm-hmm. So I think I got it all.
I think you did too.
All right, well, final regards. What is your rating?
I would give it 7.5.
That's really high for one where you just ranted about how much you hate one of the main characters.
I know.
Okay.
I would still give it 7.5 twins out of 10.
Is half a twin one person or half a person?
It's one person.
I'm concerned. Okay. I'm going to give this one maybe a 6.75.
Okay.
Out of 10. I guess 6.75 people above you on the kidney transplant list.
Out of 10. It gets bonus points for having a fun version of the theme song. And then also... celebrity guest for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, like literally no reason. Yes,
no.
Can you give it bonus points for the weird theme song? Yes. I take away points for the weird theme song.
I love Tears for Fears.
Sure, I do too, but I don't want them covering things.
Whatever.
Okay. All right, well, I mean, okay, so that averages about to like, what, 7?
Yeah, sure.
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 Averages about 7.
It passes.
Yeah, it passes the sniff test. I don't know if I would recommend it for a first-timer.
No.
Yeah, it seems too involved in its own sort of shties for it to be anything. Mm-hmm. Is my neighbor out in his yard?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. Probably walking his dog.
He's fixing the flag.
Oh, gotcha. Gross. I tell you about my vengeance plan.
Oh, no.
So,
Is it a bad one?
Yeah, it's a libertarian flag.
Ew, gross.
A lot of my neighbors have libertarian flags, and at one point, one of them had a Confederate flag up with it, which is insane, in this, the year of our Lord, back then, 2020. Uh-huh. And so my plan was to put a pride flag in every window so that I could just give them a big middle finger. But then I realized that probably my landlord would not be super happy if I started fights with the neighbors.
Probably not.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I've been Zed.
I've been Grace.
And this has been an episode of a podcast.
Yep.
That in which we accuse everyone of wanting to sleep with each other. Woo! That's-